Affairs Report, 30 minutes of conversation designed to make you better aware of the world around you. The World Affairs Report is brought to you by the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh in cooperation with KQV News Radio. The World Affairs Council is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that has been bringing the world to Pittsburgh for over 80 years. To learn more about the council and upcoming events, please visit worldpittsburgh.org. And now, the World Affairs Report.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us again. I'm your host, Angelica Ocampo. Our guest today is Rosa Maria Cristello, who is the executive director and founder of the Latino Community Center here in Pittsburgh. Rosa Maria, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Angelica.
It's a pleasure to have you. Yeah. Let me tell you a bit about Rosa Maria. Before launching the Community Center, she was the director of the Latino Family Center under the Allegheny Intermediate Unit, which focuses on early childhood development. She was born in Guatemala and raised in Virginia. She received her bachelor's degrees in Indiana University of Pennsylvania, and very recently received her master's in public administration at GISPI, at the Graduate School of Public International Affairs and at the University of Pittsburgh. And also very recently, last year, she was named one of Pittsburgh's 40 under 40 and was the first recipient of the Barbara McNeese Spirit of Athena Award, which provides free tuition to the CMU Women's Leadership and Negotiation Academy. Yes. Congratulations, Rosa
Thank
Maria.
Thank you.
That's quite a bio that you have.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell us a bit about how long have you been here in Pittsburgh?
I have been here since 2011. Uh-huh. So not new anymore. I used to say fairly new, but no, time goes by really fast, and it's been now almost 6 years.
And you've certainly inserted yourself in the community and become a leader, a very important leader in the community in general, and particularly for the Latino community.
Yes.
Here in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Which is, for me personally, very exciting to see.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the Latino community in the region, not just Pittsburgh, but Allegheny County and the region overall. Tell us about it. It's smaller than in other regions of the country.
Yeah, absolutely. So our area didn't necessarily see the high increase of Latinos as all the other areas of the country did. But we're seeing it now. Slowly but surely, we're seeing a growth. From 2000 to 2010, we grew by 70%. And from 2010 to 2015, we grew by 28%.
Wow.
So we're growing, we're getting there.
And it's growing at double the national rate,
right.
Isn't that right?
Yes, yes.
So the national rate is about 2%
mm-hmm.
for the Latino community, and in the region is around 4%?
We're about 4% now mm-hmm. in Allegheny County, yep. But we are, I mean, just like any Latino community in the country, we're Latinos, but we come from very different countries in Latin America. And so originally we saw, our area saw an increase of Latinos coming primarily from South America and getting jobs in the very professional fields of doctors, professors, etc., just because of the nature of our region, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have hospitals and universities
right,
there.
The attraction.
Right. But more recently, we saw more of the working class coming in. We saw young families moving into the region, and many of them coming from Mexico, Central America, parts of Latin America. So that's really... what we're seeing now is families coming primarily from that area.
And another thing that to me as a newcomer still to the region is striking is that there is not one community, one area of the region that's mostly populated by Latinos, but they're in different parts of the region.
Yeah, that's been very interesting in Allegheny County is, you're right, there's not necessarily one neighborhood where you can pinpoint and say that's where the Latino community is at. There are definite neighborhoods that stand out, like Beachview and Brookline, But in my experience working at the family center where we did home visits to over 100 families, I can tell you that the Latino community is absolutely sprinkled around all of Allegheny County. So you have families in Moon, in Monroeville, Wexford, just all over the county, which is interesting when you're trying to provide services. I think for service providers, it would be easier if everyone was in one area. But as you get to know the families and you ask them, they have really adapted to their neighborhoods. They like where they live. And so it's just a matter of ensuring that they're fully connected and integrated into the programs that are around them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think the Latino community and the region feels that the region is welcoming? That they have a capacity to become a part of the community, an active part of the community?
Yeah, so you'll get different perspectives, of course. But I think that the city in particular, the city of Pittsburgh, has done a great job in making sure that the message is clear, that we are welcomed here, that we are Pittsburghers, that this is our city. And so the mayor's been very vocal about that. The police chief has been very vocal about that. And really, anytime we've had any type of incidents or anything like that, whoever we're dealing with has been very open to working with our community. So I think the city has done a great job in not just voicing that message, but taking steps to ensure that it's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Putting the actions where the words
are. Yes.
And is that attracting maybe Latinos from other parts of the country where they don't sense the same kind of welcoming atmosphere that Pittsburgh has offered?
Yeah, I would say that it's probably something that may be pulling some more Latinos to the region. Of course. But with that, I will say that there is still work to be done, right? So I think that there's more support needed in helping like more restaurant owners, more Latinos who have a dream of opening up restaurants to be able to understand how to do that and actually do it here. Mm-hmm. So there's things like that I think still.
So let's talk a little bit about the economic mm-hmm. Contribution of the Latino community here in the region. Last year, if I'm not mistaken, there was this report presented by both the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County.
Yes.
About the contribution of immigrants in general and then broken down by different communities. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the Latino community contribution was?
Yeah, it was, it's a number to be proud of, I would say. In general, it said that Latinos contributed $108 million. So that's 6% of the overall spending power of in Allegheny County.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's yes. A lot. That's,
mm-hmm. that's and lot. I don't know that that's really something that is perceived, mm-hmm. maybe because of what you just mentioned, that the community is so sprinkled.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big, big number.
Absolutely.
So that's over 100 million in spending power
yes.
in Allegheny County.
Yes.
And what about job creation?
Well, they stated that Latino-owned businesses in Allegheny County, they employed 1,200 employees, which is also a pretty big number. And contributed to $248 million in sales just in Allegheny County. In Pittsburgh, that was $109 million in sales with around 268 employees.
So all in all, that's about 1,500 employees
yeah.
that are themselves employed by Latino-owned mm-hmm. organizations.
Right.
Many are maybe restaurants, food industry-related right. organizations.
Right. And I think, I mean, that is something that with the Latino Community Center, we're trying to make sure we highlight. So trying to make sure that if there's a Latino insurance broker, for example, or a Latino that works in the business industry or whatever level they're at, that they that we recognize them, that we highlight them, because it is very easy to say Latinos are not here, but we are. And these numbers prove it.
Right.
So,
So let's talk about the Latino Community Center, which is a very recent organization, just launched.
It just launched, yes.
You have been a leader in the Latino community through the Latino Family Center. Mm-hmm. Some people may confuse Latino family and Latino community. They're two different organizations.
Yes.
Tell us a bit more how this process occurred, how this new organization came about.
Sure. During the time that I was leading the Latino Family Center, it was an exciting time because we were providing very necessary services, which is around child development, for children that are age 0 to 5. And so that's a very critical need and support that I'm glad is here. But in the 4 years that I was there, it was very evident that the community needed additional supports beyond the child development piece. And so So we embarked on a journey funded through the Jefferson Regional Foundation to first really understand what are the needs that we're seeing, how can we document this and present it to funders and whomever needed to know. And so we did a Latino community assessment in partnership with Casa San Jose and the University of Pittsburgh's Graduate School of Public Health. And so for 6 months, we did 11 listening sessions across Allegheny County. Because of what I mentioned before, we're absolutely scattered everywhere, and so we wanted to make sure we got the voices of the communities all over Allegheny County. And so essentially, we trained several parents from the family center to go out, interview the community, ask them very basic questions. They were essentially, what are your goals? What are your dreams as individuals and as a community? And what are some of the barriers that you're facing in trying to achieve those goals and dreams? And so after all was said and done, we went back to the community, said, this is what we heard. This is what we think we heard. Can you verify it? They did. And so then we presented it in front of over 60 service providers that came to the family center. The parents practiced in English the presentation, and they gave it.
This was last year?
This was in 2015.
15.
Yeah. It showed was really the Latino community, our dreams are just like anyone else's that's here. We want the best for our kids, we want the best for our grandchildren, and we want financial success. We want the American dream, right? But there was one dream that was that kind of was above all, that was different from most everyone, and that was the dream of family reunification. And so 32% of the people that participated voiced that they either left a child behind in their home country on their way up when they came to the U.S., or they voiced the dream of being reunited with their parents, their grandparents, whomever they left back in their home country. And so that was one piece. The barriers that they voiced was, of course, immigration reform that seeped through most of everything, because we do have a community that has a lot of mixed status families, right?
Right.
But then we also had the issue of the barrier of the lack of bilingual services that exist in Allegheny County. So what was very common was that the services are here, and they are. We have a lot of nonprofits, we have a lot of services, but either it's not easy to find them, it's not easy to access them, and there's not a lot of many bilingual staff in these different organizations. Mm-hmm. So it ranged from barriers like that to violence in the home, which was very prominent, and so on. So then when we saw this, we looked at it and said, okay, what then needs to exist in order to help support this? And so we went through a strategic planning process, and what came out was the need for a separate 501c3 nonprofit organization that can focus on building a strong foundation so that then programs can be built upon them, so the organization can grow with the community.
So basically what you're saying is there was a demand for additional services that were not within the mission of the Latino Family Center,
right,
which
right.
again runs under the Allegheny Intermediate Unit,
right,
which
right.
was instrumental
yes.
in setting and putting together those programs.
Absolutely.
But there was a need that superseded that,
right.
Is that right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so then we started to get the board together. We started to embark on this journey, and the support has been incredible. We had the launch, the official launch last week on August 21st.
Right. That was quite a party.
Good.
Yes.
Glad you liked it.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, we had one of our fathers DJ. Mm-hmm. We were able to give away that night 67 book bags to children, thanks to the organization Gift giving it forward together.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And also you're being hosted by Catholic Charities.
We are, yes. Yes.
Another great supporter.
Yes. Yeah.
So it seems that you've received a lot of support from the community mm-hmm. in putting together this, because it's not an easy task to put together a new organization
right.
and start from scratch.
Right.
So so congratulations on getting that done.
Thank you.
Because it's been quite a fast trip.
Yes.
So what are some of the most exciting programs or things that you're looking forward to providing yeah. to the community?
So essentially, there was one of the dreams, as I mentioned, that was voiced was the best families want the best thing for their children, and they tied that with education. But they voiced not necessarily understanding the U.S. education system, and so not understanding how to support the children in succeeding in the U.S. education system. So one of the things we're looking at is building out our K-12 programming piece that will be able to not just provide high quality after school programs to Latino children, where they will be able to be exposed to different opportunities, but also a component is it will be in Spanish, and so they can retain their language. But it will also have a strong parent engagement piece so that parents can feel a part of this process and this journey. So that's one piece. And we've also seen several requests from high school students that need help understanding how to go to college. So what is a FAFSA? How do I apply for FAFSA? When do I start thinking about scholarships and so on? And we unfortunately have some students now that already graduated from high school and are in that. So it's a little harder to get them to higher education, but that's why we're here. And mm-hmm. so I'm excited to just start building that piece out amongst the other pieces that will be coming in the future to help meet some of these mm-hmm. these needs.
We're talking to Rosa Maria Cristello, who's the founder and executive director of the Latino Community Center, a recently launched organization, nonprofit organization that provides services to the Latino community. Rosa Maria, you've been talking about services that you will be putting in place. Do you have a need, if people who are listening would like to become involved in some way, maybe volunteer, is there a role for volunteers in your organization?
Absolutely. So again, right now we're focusing on this K-12 piece. So any knowledge or support around FAFSA and scholarships and so on, I mean, that can really required the help of a one-on-one person to really sit down with their students and help guide them through this process. So that's definitely an area that we would need support in. And then just along the same lines, mentoring. Being bilingual is a strong plus. Mm-hmm. If you have the heart to mm-hmm. do this and you are willing to learn, then, you know, don't let that be a disqualifier, but you can still reach out.
Mm-hmm. And financial support, I'm assuming. Absolutely. That's also yes. a critical part.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're new. Mm-hmm. So any type of financial contributions would be very much helpful.
And where can people go to learn more, to contribute, to engage?
So we have our website. It's not fully developed yet, but you can still get some information there about our organization and just some different fundraisers that we have right now, one specific to the youth, one on a photo exhibit that we're working on, and the other one around our Healthy Families program piece. And that's www.latinocommunitycenter.org. And then if you just want to send a check, you can send it to our offices at 212 9th Street, 6th floor, Pittsburgh, PA 15222.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you also have plans to do some more community events when people are invited mm-hmm. to just come, join, and celebrate, learn more directly.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. yes.
Maybe in October, there's going to be some events on
in October,
Latino Heritage.
Yes, mm-hmm. we are planning a volunteer day for Latinos. Again, one of the things we want to do is just showcase how much we contribute to this to our area. And so we are partnering with Global Links. And on October 14th, it's a Saturday, 1 to 3, will be a lot of Latinos. We're just going to be in there and giving
Not just Latinos,
our time.
Anybody's invited, right?
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Yes.
So one of the events that I attended last year that you organized was the We Move Festival
yes.
at Market Square.
Yes.
Why don't you share a little bit more about that event?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely around the same, line of thought to showcase again that we're here and we have just so much talent within our community. And so the Juntos We Move event was a part of a partnership with Welcoming Pittsburgh, the Global Switchboard, and Shift Collaborative, where there were essentially 10 parties hosted by different cultural organizations. And we were selected as the Latino organization to do ours. And so we took over Market Square, and we had different performers and with different music going on. And in addition to that, we had Latino food vendors. So we had Mexican food, Venezuelan food from El Gusto Criollo. And then we had some tents of different artists showcasing their work. So whatever art means to them, right? So we had like your typical just artist with beautiful pieces. We had a mom selling her jewelry. We had just different mm-hmm. different mm-hmm. things.
But it was important. And I think that's very important. As a Latina, I can say that the cultural side, the food, the dancing, the music, just mm-hmm. the arts component mm-hmm. of the community is so vibrant.
Yes.
That it's a big part of what we like to celebrate. And
right.
that was a great celebration.
Oh, good.
However, you know, it would be naive to say that things have not changed, that the climate hasn't changed, mm-hmm. Let's say in the last few months, mm-hmm. maybe a year. What is your sense of how the community feels? Is there a sense of fear? Is there a sense of being maybe, pointed as you know, a big problem mm-hmm. or as an issue that needs to be resolved? What are your thoughts on the, without getting into the details of the policies, just like how has that impacted the community?
Absolutely. So yes, there's definitely a lot of fear within our community, fear of being separated and so on. And it's real. It's absolutely real. But I will say that in Pittsburgh, the response from just the region has been very welcoming. And so, whereas our families do feel a sense of, they're scared to go out, or sometimes they they see that it's not safe to send their kids outside, so they don't send them to school.
Or
so
to see a doctor.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing some of that. But on the flip side, we're also seeing a lot of just community members of the Pittsburgh region just offering their support. And wherever, at least for me, the constant reiteration of, you know, we're with you, we support you, you are, this is your city, that's been also very clear.
And both the mayor and the county executive were very supportive at the launch
yes.
that I attended, and they had very reinforcing words
right.
to the Latino community.
Right, right. That we are Pittsburghers exactly. and that this is our city, in our county. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both reiterated that. Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing that's interesting is there are several organizations that are active in the Latino community providing mm-hmm. services. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Casa San Jose. In mm-hmm. passing, we've talked about Latino Family Center. Obviously, now the Latino Community Center. There's also LACU, mm-hmm. Latin American Cultural Union, mm-hmm. And others. How do you all work together to really provide services and really not kind of atomize the services, but bring people together and the community together?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that we each have our areas of strength, and we recognize that. We may dabble on some things that overlap, but I think at the end of the day, it's very clear who has strengths in what, and we depend on each other for that. So, you know, we definitely... try to work together as best we can, because at the end of the day, I think the leadership understands that it's what's best for the community. Mm-hmm. No egos, no nothing. It's what does the community need, and how can we work together on that?
And particularly in these times, where
right.
there's more need.
Right.
And I think that's an important message that the different organizations have, I think, strived to send out.
Right.
It's about the families. It's not about the organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, as we are running close to the end, can you repeat where can people go if they're interested in providing support, becoming volunteers, or providing financial support?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, www.latinocommunitycenter.org. You can email us at latinocommunitycenterpgh@gmail.com. You can visit us on Facebook, Latino Community Center Pittsburgh, and you can just stop by the office and say hello at 212 9th Street, 6th floor, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222.
Great. Rosa Maria, pleasure having you with us.
Thank you.
All the best of luck. You're doing tremendous work, much needed, and great leadership. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
And I look forward to having you back and sharing some more of the programs that I know that you're working on for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. And to all of our listeners, thank you for joining us again. We'll be back next week.
Thank you for listening to the World Affairs Report, brought to you by the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh in cooperation with KQV News Radio. The World Affairs Council is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that has been bringing the world to Pittsburgh for over 80 years. To learn more about the council and upcoming events, please visit worldpittsburgh.org. Be with us again next week when we take a 30-minute look at issues of global importance.